Chapter 3. Rufus King's Brigade. While the 2nd Wisconsin had been preparing to fight at the First Battle of Bull Run, subsequent Wisconsin infantry regiments had been organizing at Camp Randall in anticipation of future deployment to Union Army posts. The 3rd Wisconsin left for Harper's Ferry on July 12th, and the 4th Wisconsin reported to Baltimore on July 15th, 1861. After the First Battle of Bull Run, however, the War Department ordered state troops to report directly to Washington. The 5th and 6th Wisconsin left at the end of July, but Governor Randall halted the 7th and 8th Wisconsin until the end of the summer harvest. When the 5th and 6th Wisconsin arrived in Washington, they were assigned to a new brigade under the command of Rufus King, a West Point graduate and journalist who had moved to Wisconsin before the war. The 2nd Wisconsin joined this brigade as well, promising to fulfill Governor Randall's vision of an all-Wisconsin brigade. By the end of the summer, however, the 5th Wisconsin had been transferred to another brigade, and the 19th Indiana had taken its place. When the harvest was over, the 7th Wisconsin joined the group, and soon thereafter, Battery B of the 4th U.S. Artillery was added. Finally, on October 1, 1861, Rufus King's brigade of the 2nd, 6th, and 7th Wisconsin, 19th Indiana, and Battery B was officially organized and attached to Washington City defenses. At the time, the defense of Washington was believed to be necessary, as Confederate forces remained unnervingly close to the capital in the wake of the decisive First Battle. During this period, King marched his men across town, over the Georgetown Aqueduct and to Fort Tillinghast at Arlington Heights in Virginia, where they came near the former home of Robert E. Lee. Unbeknownst to the regiments, they would spend all of the winter and much of spring 1862 at this location, training and waiting their turn to participate in the fighting. Early on, Rufus King's brigade was well known as the only all-Western brigade in the Eastern Army. One of the captains of the 6th Wisconsin, Edward Bragg, announced to his and other regiments that their brigade was fighting for the West, their Western reputation, and the reputation of Wisconsin. But despite this public announcement of brotherhood as the motivation for fighting, the leaders of the regiments in Rufus King's brigade generally believed that competition between the